بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers, one very, very important aspect of our ibadat, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain that in ibadat, what is maqsood and what is desired is the level and the quality of our ibadat. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is known as Bahrul Ulum, ocean of knowledge. One occasion he said, referring to Surah Al-Shams, which is 14 verses, he said that I read this one surah with tadabbur, pondering over its meaning, pausing and reciting, is preferable to me than reading the entire Quran. Reading the entire Quran at a fast pace, 114 surahs, he says, I prefer to read this one surah pondering over its meaning. Like this, ulama kiram explained, one side you have one person reading two rakat salah 100 times. But anyhow, and on the other hand, you have one person who reads two rakat salah with khushu and khudu. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this two rakat salah is preferable than 100 rakat salah read anyhow. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah does not say أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. That Allah is testing you. Who amongst you will do the best, the most perfect? The word أحسن comes from حسن. حسن means beautiful. أحسن means the most beautiful, the most perfect. So this is one aspect that our elders, ulama ikram, advise us that we have to make effort, we have to make mashq in order to perfect our amal. And after iman, the most important injunction and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that of salah. Like our second point of tabligh, 6 points we know, the first point is kalima, after the kalima is salah. But a lot of times we say second point is salah. Second point is not salah. Second point is salah with khushu and khudu. And under the objective of the second point of tabligh that our elders advise us, what is the objective? What is desired through the second point? This muzakara that is made almost on a daily basis when we have our ijtimai ta'aleem. We speak of the 6 points. In our home ta'aleem, we're supposed to be making muzakara of the 6 points. We're hearing this over and over and over again. What's the objective? They say the one objective is to make such a salah that you are able to take directly from the treasures of Allah. And the second objective is to perform salah in such a manner that you bring your entire life, onto the quality of salah, or onto the sifat of salah. And what is meant by that is that you make salah in such a manner that this influences the rest of your life. That like in salah, whatever posture you are supposed to be in, you are in that posture. Your devotion is there, the concentration is there. In the same way, you have to bring your entire life onto that quality. And we find this subject matter found in Quran, found in hadith also. That in salah, if your salah is correct, your whole life will be correct. If your salah is correct, your whole deen will be made correct. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. If salah is done correctly, this salah will remove fahsha and munkarat from your life. What is fahsha? Indecency, shamelessness, immorality. Today, every direction we look, there is immorality, there is shamelessness, there is indecency. One cause of this is that the salah that the ummah is making is incorrect. Through salah, this is Quran. Quran is haq. Allah says, salah will rid you of immodesty. It will rid you of shamelessness. And munkarat. Munkarat is that which Allah made haram. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came and told my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone is stealing. This person has the habit of stealing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, is he regular in his salah? Is he regular in his salah? Sahaba said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that salah will wean him of that haram which he is doing. If the salah is done correctly, we cannot possibly overemphasize. MashaAllah, we are reading salah. Ramadan, we are spending almost the whole night in the masjid. Brothers are in i'tikaf. People are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the tragedy and travesty that is facing us, my respected brothers, is the salah I was making 10 years ago, the salah I was making 10 years ago, and the salah I'm making now is the same, or sometimes even of a lower quality, and we are totally unperturbed about it. We are not worried about it. This is where we are defeating the object. Our elders say, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if a man is out in the path of Allah, if a man is out in the path of Allah, and the salah of today is not better than the salah of yesterday. The dhikrullah of today is not better than yesterday. Tilawat of today is not better than yesterday. Then the person is not spending his time properly. So this daily mashq, one salah to the next salah, to the next salah, this concern, this worry, what is the type of salah that I am making? Have I made one sajda that is worthy of presenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is my attitude towards my salah? Before I go further in this discussion, I've read this once before, but it's very, very beneficial. Someone sent me this message some time back, and I think it's very, very pertinent by way of muzakara to read this. Where this brother says, when you are always late for salah, when you are always late for salah, it says a lot about you and your character. It shows that you lack discipline, internal strength and integrity to be where you are supposed to be on time for your most important appointments of the day, and you are not dependable. In other words, if you are punctual with your salah, you will be punctual in everything else in your life, because your first commitment is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one likes to say about themselves that they are not dependable or lack discipline, but actions speak louder than words. And being late for salah is the first warning that you are on a slippery slope towards being chronically late in everything else in your life. If you are wondering why there is a delay in your sustenance, in your marriage, in your work, in your health, look into your salah. Are you delaying your salah? Hasan Basri rahimahullah said, when salah is the least of your concerns, when salah is the least of your concerns, then what is your most important concern? As much as you fix your salah, your life will be fixed. Did you not know that salah was equated with success? You heard the azan just now. What is the words of the azan? Khayal al-salah, khayal al-falah. Salah was equated with success. Come to prayer, come to success. How can you ask Allah for success when you are not responding to His right upon you? How can you ask Allah for success when you are not responding to His right upon you? First right of Allah, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the first thing Allah is going to question you about on the Day of Judgment is your salah. So this effort on salah, improving the quality of our salah, and primarily when we talk of improving the quality of the salah, we heard the verse of the Quran in the beginning which I mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qad, the word Qad in Arabic means definitely, don't doubt it. Definitely, guarantee, Qad. Aflahal mu'minun. A believer is successful. Successful in his dunya, successful in qabr, successful in akhirat. But who is a believer? Who is this al-mu'minun that is successful? The first thing the Quran tells us, Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. They are those who in their salah have khushu and khudu. One is the salah of a believer. And then on the other hand, Quran, Allah Ta'ala describes what is the salah of a believer. He has khushu and khudu in his salah. On the other hand, Quran describes the salah of a munafiqeen, of a munafiq. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Allah in the Quran is describing the salah of a munafiq. My respected brothers, Quran has given us the gradient. It's given us the thermometer, the measuring tape, the yardstick. Allah forgive us. But ask ourselves this question. One hand Allah describes the salah of a believer. The other hand Allah describes the salah of a munafiq. My salah or the type of salah I'm making today, which description fits that salah? Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When a munafiq stands for salah, قَامُوا كُسَالَى. He stands lazily. He stands haphazardly. Sometimes, someday, take the trouble, stand in the back of the masjid and watch the type of salah, particularly youngsters. Sometimes scratching the hair, sometimes scratching the side. Sometimes when they go into sajda, the whole pants is gone down. We don't like to talk of these things. But this is what Quran is telling. قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Haphazard. Anyhow. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umm Ruman, the wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, one day she was fidgeting in salah. She says, Abu Bakr became so angry when he saw me doing this, that she said, I thought he would attack me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, read salah like how I make salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the closest salah to my salah was the salah of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahaba say the closest salah to the salah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the salah of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Idha qamu ila salati qamu kusala. Allah Ta'ala says a munafiq when he stands for salah, he stands lazily, shakes around, fiddles around. The first quality, first requirement for salah, qumu lillahi qanitin, stand straight. Stand straight. Make salah like a soldier. You must be still. Be conscious of whose court you are in. Who are you standing in front of? You're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're discharging the greatest haq and right after iman. Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةَ فَقُمْ قَانِتًا. First thing, if you stand in salah, stand straight. قُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهُ. Stand like Allah has ordered you to stand. إِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ. Be careful. Be careful in your salah of being lazy, looking around, fidgeting around. إِيَّاكَ. Then look at how beautifully he puts it. إِيَّاكَ. This word إِيَّاكَ is when you're telling somebody about a danger. Listen, a lion is about to attack, or a thief is about to attack, or something is going to happen. إِيَّاكَ. He says, إِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. He says, beware that Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. إِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ. الله أكبر. تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ. He says, you're asking Allah for Jannah. What? You're not asking Allah for 5 rand or 10 rand. You know, like somebody makes an appointment, he wants some help from somebody. Goes into the office of this multi-millionaire. He needs help, financial help. He's going to ask for 1 million rand. How does he go and ask? Scratching his head and scratching his side, you know what? Give me 1 million rand. That man will give him a hiding. How will you go and ask? You know, you're asking Allah for Jannah. There is nothing more valuable than Jannah. That's the goal of your life. He says, تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعْوَذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. You are standing in that salah and you are saying to Allah, Ya Allah, give me Jannah and save me from Jahannam. وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهِنْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. But your heart is somewhere else, your tongue is somewhere else, your attention is somewhere else. قَلْبُكَ سَاهِنْ. Your heart is totally negligent. Your heart doesn't even know what your tongue is saying. And you want Allah to give you Jannah on that salah? And you want Allah to make the decision of saving you from Jahannam on that salah? Like the poet says, Tusalli bila qalbin salatan. Tusalli bila qalbin salatan. Bimithliha tasirul fata. Mustawjiban lil uqubati. Tukatibuhu iyaka na'bud. Muqbilan ala ghayrihi fiha li ghayri daruratin. Walau radda man najaka lil ghayri tarfahu. Tamayyasta min ghayrin alayhi wa ghayratin. ألا تستحي من مالك الملك وأن يرى سدودك عنه يا قليل المروة salatan uqimat, salatan uqimat ya'lamullahu annaha bifi'lika hadha ta'atun kal khati'ati. He says, you are reading salah, but you are reading salah with your body, your heart is not there. Tusalli bila qalb. You are reading salah with your body, your heart is not there. Tusalli bila qalb. So what is the salah actually doing? The poet says, what is the salah actually doing? The salah is making you worthy of Allah's azab rather than Allah's mercy. Because you are showing the height of disrespect to Allah. You're standing in His court. Allahu Akbar. What is Allahu Akbar? فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَاقَتُ رَحْمَةٌ When a person says Allahu Akbar, Allah's rahmat runs towards him. Rains down upon him. وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ His example is like someone who's knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ الصَّلَاةِ نَجِيَّا When he starts saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, he's talking directly to Allah. Allah is responding to every statement in that Surah Fatiha. He's saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah is saying Hamidani Abdi. He's saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah is saying Atna Abdi. Atna Alayhi Abdi. Malik Yawmiddin, Allah is saying Majjadani Abdi. This is Hadith. This is Hadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Salah you are talking to Allah, and Allah is responding to you. So he says, you are making Salah, your heart is not present. Your heart is not present. Your heart is somewhere else. To what extent? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Each statement, each sentence Allah is responding to. Then you go into Ruku, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Sami Allahu Liman Hamida, Rabbana Lakal Hamd. Then you go into Sajda. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Aqtarabu ma yakunu al-abdu ila rabbihi azza wa jalla wa huwa sajid. You cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in Sajda. But today what is the reality? From Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen to Subhana Rabbi Al-Ala, not for one second even is the thought of Allah in the heart. The heart is devoid of Allah. You haven't thought of Allah at all. So he says this type of, look at Allah's mercy. Look at Allah's shafaq. Look at Allah's kindness. Look at Allah's compassion. Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, ila man taltafit, ila man huwa khayrun minni. That, O Ibn Adam, O insan, to whom have you turned your attention? To whom have you turned your attention? What else is calling you away from me? Is there something better than your Allah? Is there something better than your Allah that for two rakats, for 5 minutes, you can't think of your Allah? You can't talk to your Allah with your heart present? Is there something better than your Allah? Ila man taltafit, ila man huwa khayrun minni? First time Allah calls out. Still if your attention doesn't come back, second time Allah calls out. Still if your attention doesn't come back, third time Allah calls out. Yabna Adam, ila man taltafit, ila man huwa khayrun minni? Is there something better than your Allah? We are in need of Allah, Allah is not in need of us. We need the salah. We need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to that poet. Tusalli bila qalbin salatan bimithliha. Tasirul fata mustawjiban lil'uqubati. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah used to say, Man lam yakhsha fasadat salatuhu. Man lam yakhsha fasadat salatuhu. He who will not have khushu in his salah has made his salah fasid. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, Kullu salatin la yahduru fiha al-qalb. فَهِيَ إِلَى الْعُقُوبَةِ أَسْرَى Every salah in which your heart is not present, every salah in which your heart is not present will take you quicker to the azab of Allah than the mercy of Allah. Because this is the height of Badshah ke darbar mein khare hone ka salika nahi hai. You don't know how to stand in the court of a king. There's no respect. There's no khushu and khudu. تُقَاتِبُهُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ In your salah you are saying, Ya kana'budi, Allah, we worship only you. And your heart is somewhere else. The poet says, this is Allah. When you are sitting with your wife, or you are sitting with your friend, and they are speaking to you, or you are speaking to them, how often we hear this complaint from women. Nowadays with this musibat cell phone, she says, my husband is in front of me, but he's never there. Sometimes if I want to talk to him, I've got to dial him on his cell phone, even if he's sitting in front of me. You are talking to someone and his attention is somewhere else, what happens? You boil over with rage. وَلَوْ رَدَّ مَنْ نَاجَاكَ لِلْغَيْرِ تَرْفَهُ تَمَيَّزْتَ مِنْ غَيْرٍ عَلَيْهِ وَغَيْرَةٍ. When you are speaking to someone and he is not paying attention to you, you boil over with rage and you become upset. What is wrong with you? Why don't you pay attention to me? So what does the poet say? أَلَا تَسْتَحْكِي مِنْ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ. Where is your sharam and your embarrassment for the king of all kings? That you are speaking to him and your mind is somewhere else. And your heart is somewhere else. وَأَنْ يَرَى صُدُودَكَ عَنْهُ يَا قَلِيلَ الْمُرُوَّةِ. Do you feel Allah cannot see that your heart is elsewhere? That you have turned your attention away from him? Where is your muruwat? Where is your dignity? Where is your honor? Where is your justice? Then he concludes, صَلَاةً أُقِيمَتْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّهَا بِفِعْلِكَ هَذَا طَاعَةٌ كَالْقَطِيَةِ. He says the type of salah you are making is more quickly going to, is in fact a sin rather than a good deed. You are trying to achieve something, you are achieving the opposite. One sheikh in Medina, he writes a humorous example. This is just for our understanding. Written in Ajib Kitab. I don't think it's translated, but in any case, Aina al-Khashi'una fi salah. Title of the kitab is Aina al-Khashi'una fi salah. Where are the people today that have khushu in their salah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yati al-Nasi zamanun. He said, A time will come upon my ummat, yusalloon wala yusalloon. Outwardly it will look like salah. From Allahu Akbar to salam, the postures will be there. Outwardly it will look like salah, but in reality it won't be salah. He said, yushiku an tadkul al-masjid al-jami'a, fala yara rajulan khashia. He says, a time will come, you will enter a jami'a masjid. What's a jami'a masjid? Thousands, not one, thousands of musallis. Not one person will have khushu in his salah. Not one will be attentive in his salah. This is the type of salah that the ummah will be making. So he gives an example. He says this one deaf person went to visit his friend. His friend was sick. Normally you go visit a sick person, there's three standard questions. How are you? Who's your doctor? And what medicine are you taking? Three standard questions. So obviously this man is deaf. He's not going to understand what his friend is saying. So beforehand, he does a bit of practicing. Works out in his mind. I'm going to ask him these three questions. Normally, no matter how sick the person is, how are you? Everyone says, Alhamdulillah. I'm feeling a little bit better. What medicine? What doctor? Mentioned some name, mentioned some medicine. So each one, he had prepared a reply. The friend was sick. People that are sick get irritable. They get upset. And now, when a lot of visitors, they sit for a long time, they get even more upset. So this man was upset, he wasn't having a good day. Wanted to sleep, now the doorbell rings, he looks to the people, he sees his deaf friend. So now he's thinking to himself, I have to entertain him, he couldn't have chosen a worse time to come. And whatever I tell him, he's not even going to understand. So he's very irritated. In any case, he opens the door. How are you? So, because he's irritated, he says, I'm dying. That man says, Alhamdulillah. So happy to hear that. Because he thinks he's saying, I'm feeling better. So now this man gets even more irritated. First, this musibat came at the wrong time. Now instead of giving me dua, he's giving me baddua. So he's more irritated. So next question, who's your doctor? So, because he's irritated, he says, Malakul Maut. Angel, very good doctor. You should take his advice. What medication are you taking? Now he's even more irritated, so he says, poison. He says, make sure you take it on time. So what was the objective? Objective was to do a good deed. This is exactly what the poet is saying. Salatan muqimat. Ya'lamu Allahu annaha. Bifi'alika hadha ta'atun kalqati'ati. The type of salah you are making. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters the masjid. He sees one person making salah, like the type of salah that is made nowadays. Man barely goes into ruku, he's already waking up. Barely stands straight, he's already gone into sajda. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَسْوَأُ النَّاسِ سَرِقَةً أَسْوَأُ النَّاسِ سَرَقَ سَرِقَةً أَلَّتِي يَسْرِقُ صَلَاتَهُ. He said, the worst thief of my ummat, the worst thief of my ummat is the one who will steal from his salah. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what does it mean to steal? He said, exactly this. Barely he'll wake up from ruku, he'll be gone into coma. Barely coma sajda. Barely wakes up from one sajda, he's gone to the... We don't even have that much in our salah that we establish the posture, that we sit properly. Realize where you are. Salah is not like a crow pecking on the ground. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that is the salah of a munafiq. In fact, I digressed. Allah describes the salah of a munafiq in the Quran. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Three things Allah Ta'ala mentions are the salah of a munafiq. Three things. One is to stand haphazardly and lazily. To stand haphazardly and lazily, first thing. Second thing, to show people off. To show off with the salah, that you are discharging your salah. And the third thing, which is very, very pertinent to what we are discussing, لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. Allah says a munafiq will remember Allah very little in his salah. He will remember Allah very little in his salah. He will remember, Allah Ta'ala says, أقم الصلاة لذكري. Ulama say, when azan goes, stop everything. When azan goes, stop everything that you are doing. And when takbir goes, when you say Allahu Akbar, then stop the thought of everything besides Allah. That is salah. That is salah. In two sentences, that is salah. When azan goes, stop everything that you are doing and go towards salah. And when takbir goes, remove the thought of everything. Remove the thought of everything besides Allah. That is salah. And that type of salah you will be able to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, ulama kiram have mentioned Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. Actually we've run out of time, inshallah we'll continue later. But he mentioned something very, in any case, to complete that incident of Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He entered the masjid. He saw this man barely goes into ruku, wakes up. Barely goes into one sajda, wakes up. Huzaifa was known as Ashabu Sirri Rasulillah. He was the keeper of the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very, very close sahabi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he saw this kind of salah, he asked his man one question. He says, Mudkam hada salatu. He says, brother, tell me, how long are you making this kind of salah that I saw? How long are you making this kind of salah that I saw, that I've seen? This man said, 40 years, arba'ina sana. Arba'ina sana, this is the type of salah I'm making. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, mudh arba'ina sana ma sallayta salatan wahida. For the last 40 years, you have not read one salah. For the last 40 years, you have not read one salah. And then he went on and he said, لو مت هذا على وهذا صلاته مت على غير ملة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, if you die, or he addressed some people and he said, if this person dies and this is the type of salah that he is making, stand in the back of the masjid and watch the type of salah that he is making. He says, if he dies and this is the type of salah that he is making, he has died on a religion other than the religion of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is not the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this is the type of salah, my respected brothers, value this injunction. Like I mentioned, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, leave those who are not making salah. He refers to the musallis and he says there are five ranks of musallis. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll carry on with that. But very, very important, my respected brothers, whilst we are in this environment, whilst we are out in the path of Allah, our elders say, make effort on your salah, long ruku, long sajda, establish the postures, learn the adhkar that is to be read in salah, beautify your salah, wallah, get your salah right, your whole life will be right. Get your salah right, your whole life will be right. Make that salah which has husn, which has beauty in it, which has perfection in it, such rewards, Allahu Akbar, such rewards are promised when this is the type of salah, that this is a limitless ocean. Now, elders say, when you're out in the path of Allah, when a man goes into ruku and he's out in the path, he's in tabligh, somebody that's seeing him must think he's not going to wake up from the ruku. He goes into sajda, he must think he's not going to wake up from that sajda. Very famous incident, it's mentioned of Mawai Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Once, whole day in gush with the Jamaat, whole day striving. Like late at night, they reach the place where they are going to rest. Meal time, salah time. So what does somebody say? Hazrat, chalo hum jaldi namaz pura kar le taaki aaram se khana khayenge. Then Hazrat, let us read our namaz quickly, then we can sit and eat food, relax. He lets out a deep sigh. He said, if only you had said, chalo hum jaldi khana kha le, taaki namaz aram se parenge. He said, if only you had said, let us eat the food quickly so that we can read namaz with ease. Namaz is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. Allah kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. He said, Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allah has kept my ecstasy, my maza, my enjoyment in tahajjud salah. There is a maza in salah. There's an enjoyment there. Little bit of effort we make, then Allah Ta'ala will make that enjoyment a part of our lives. So like I said, inshallah, we will continue with the discussion. Today, very, very important, after Zuhr, there will be a demonstration of the various postures of salah. We should take the trouble of taking part in the program, see where the deficiencies are, where the mistakes that we are making in our salah, so far as the postures, etc. are concerned. And this is a lifelong effort, a lifelong struggle to perfect and beautify our salah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.